This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Officials in Afghanistan and their allies in the American military say this month's presidential election was a major setback for the Taliban. Over the last year, Taliban guerrillas have targeted Afghan government officials, foreign troops, election and aid workers, and killed nearly 1,000 people. But the militants were unable to make good on repeated threats to disrupt the October 9th election. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
In the months leading up to the October 9th election, Taliban fighters waged a campaign of intimidation, killing election workers and giving radio interviews like this one, which was recorded by the BBC's Pashto language service in Afghanistan's turbulent Zabul province. "These will not be Afghan elections," said this fighter, who would not give his name. "The elections are being held for the foreigners. We will struggle against the elections," he added, "and continue the jihad as long as there is a single American left in Afghanistan." Before the election, some residents of Baghale Kala, a small village an hour's drive south of Kabul, received anonymous leaflets warning them not to vote. But on October 9th, locals like Mahmoud Shah ignored the threats and flocked to the polling station.
"We are a nation who has experienced 25 years of war. We have fought against the Soviet forces for 20 years. And do you think that we will be frightened by these threats? We will never be afraid of them."
The election day was largely peaceful. American military commanders are calling it a victory. Major Scott Nelson is the Army spokesman in Kabul.
"I think this is a huge defeat. It's a huge strategic failure of the Taliban and potentially an end of the Taliban as a major threat to Afghanistan."
The U.S. military estimates the Taliban has some 1,000 to 2,000 fighters. Hilaluddin Hilal, the Afghan deputy interior minister, says many operate along the mountainous frontier between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
"From time to time, they cross the border and they come into Afghanistan and do some terroristic actions like some explosions or some other terror activities. And these groups are made out of 10 or 15 people."
So where was the Taliban during the elections? Foreign and Afghan observers say militants were deterred in part by heavy security around the country. In the months before the big vote, U.S. troops launched a wave of offensive operations. They were later bolstered by deployments of United Nations peacekeepers and Afghan security forces. And U.S. commanders say they got unprecedented help from across the border as the Pakistani military cracked down in frontier areas where Taliban fighters have taken shelter. The Pakistani military says it also shut down border crossings and attacked a suspected guerrilla training camp. Wahid Mujda, an official in the Afghan Supreme Court, says some Taliban members based in Pakistan have begun approaching him in hopes of making a deal with the Afghan government.
"These people just looking for opportunity to join the new government. And this is very, very good opportunity for the government, for Afghan government to accept these people."
The possibility of some type of reconciliation was floated this week by the U.S. ambassador to Kabul, Zalmay Khalilzad, echoing an earlier offer by interim Afghan leader Hamid Karzai, the apparent winner of this month's presidential election. But while the Taliban may have suffered a setback, Afghan and American officials agree it is far from finished. That's a view shared by Paul Barker, the director of CARE International's Kabul office.
"Forces that gave birth to the Taliban are still there. So I wouldn't think that any irreversible corner has been turned. Certainly, we've seen more aid workers killed this year than last year."
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.